My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel is the only account of any events in our Lord's life from his infancy up until his public life began. How at the age of 12, he went with his parents to Jerusalem, it says, according to the custom of the feast, which implies that the Holy Family did this regularly, to go up to Jerusalem for the various feast days. And that was quite a task, quite a journey to make on foot. But afterwards, in returning, it says the child, Jesus, remained in Jerusalem, and his parents did not know it. Now, how could that be? Well, the way it happened was that the men and women would travel in separate caravans, one behind the other. The women would be together, the men together, and the children would be with the mothers. But when a boy was 12, he was considered now to be a young man, and therefore would be with the men. But our Lord had just turned 12. Saint Joseph thought he was with Our Lady, that he was with his foster father. And they came a full day's journey and then began to look for him and to inquire among their relatives and acquaintances, and they could not find him. And imagine their sorrow, their consternation as they returned to Jerusalem seeking him and finally found him in the temple on the third day. Now, there are many thoughts we can reflect upon as we read today's gospel. Of course, the fact that our Lord chose to live in the context of a family, the Holy Family. We have on the back of today's bulletin a prayer of consecration and encourage you today on this feast day to consecrate your families to the Holy Family. We can reflect upon his wonderful obedience, that after Mary and Saint Joseph found him in the temple, it says he returned with them to Nazareth and was subject to them. He who was Almighty God, who had just displayed his marvelous wisdom, he returned and was subject to them for another 18 years. So many things we could reflect upon, but I would like to reflect upon a different topic, and that is the fact of the sorrow that our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph had. In fact, the loss of Jesus in the temple is the first of the seven sorrows of Our Lady, and according to some authors, her greatest sorrow. Why? Because even when she stood at the foot of the cross, she had her son before her. She knew where he was. When she lost him in the temple, she did not know where he was or if she would ever even see him again. She perhaps thought to herself, have I done something that caused my son to withdraw from me? Have I offended him in some way? Imagine again the grief, the sorrow of our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, who blamed himself as the head of the Holy Family. What must have been their sorrow? And isn't this amazing to think that Jesus, who loved Mary and Joseph beyond all other human beings that have ever lived, our Lord loved most his mother, and after her, his foster father. And yet, he allowed them to suffer, to experience this deep sorrow. That's something to think about, that our Lord, who loved them, allowed them to suffer. And we all suffer in different ways. When we think of suffering, we typically think of illness and physical pain and physical suffering. But then there are those interior trials. There might be misunderstandings or division with loved ones or others. There may be spiritual dryness, all kinds of interior trials. There are many different ways by which we suffer, but everyone suffers. Saint Paul, in his epistle to the Hebrews, quotes the book of Proverbs and says, "My son, neglect not the discipline of the Lord, neither be thou weary when thou art rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastises, and he scourges every son whom he receives." He whom our Lord loves, he chastises. He sends the cross. And you can read the lives of the saints, and they all experienced the cross, and they carried their cross. So we all have suffering, like Mary and Joseph experienced that great sorrow at the loss in the temple. And the question is, when we have a cross to carry, how do we suffer? And just as there were three crosses on the hill of Calvary, so there are three different ways in which people suffer. Those who are like the saints embrace the cross and even love the cross, symbolized by our Lord's cross in the middle. Our Lord once appeared to St. John of the Cross, and he was wearing a crown of thorns, and he said, John, ask me what you will. And he said, Lord, to suffer and to be despised for thy sake. The saints loved even suffering. Not that we are or that they were sadists, that there's some kind of a pleasure in suffering for its own sake, but it was embracing the cross for the love of God, in imitation of our Lord who showed his love for us by dying on the cross. So that's the first way of suffering, loving even the cross, embracing the cross, willingly accepting it. Another way to suffer would be symbolized by the cross on our Lord's right, which was that of the good thief. And he accepted with resignation his punishment because he knew he deserved it. And he even rebuked his companion on the other side and said, we suffer justly for our deeds, for our crimes. We suffer justly. Because his companion, the bad thief, the unrepentant thief, was cursing God as he hung on the cross and then died in that terrible state, rejecting the cross, rejecting suffering, rebelling. And the good thief was resigned. He accepted, didn't want it, but he patiently bore his cross. So how do we suffer when we have something to suffer? Do we suffer like the saints who imitate our Lord and love even the cross and embrace it? Or at least do we suffer with patient resignation? God forbid that we should suffer like the unrepentant thief who cursed God and died in that state of rebellion. So God chastises those whom he loves, says St. Paul to the Hebrews. And he sends us the cross. We don't want it, but we have it anyway. And how do we carry our cross? Now, there's a interesting meditation from The Imitation of Christ, which is a wonderful book. Some say the greatest book ever written after the Bible, The Imitation of Christ. And this is a short section from chapter 11 of book 2. And the title is The Small Number of the Lovers of the Cross of Jesus. Jesus has now many lovers of his heavenly kingdom, but few that are willing to bear his cross. He has many that are desirous of comfort, but few of tribulation. He finds many companions of his table, but few of his abstinence. All desire to rejoice with him, but few are willing to suffer with him. And he goes on to say, many praise him and bless him as long as they receive consolation from him. But if Jesus hide himself and leave them for a little while, they either fall into complaints or excessive dejection. So we do have the cross to suffer. And it's something to think about. If Jesus gave the cross to those he loved the most, then who are we to think that we can go through life without any crosses, without any sufferings? Think about St. Joseph. Imagine the torment, the interior trial that he experienced when he realized Our Lady was pregnant. And it says in Scripture, he was minded to put her away privately, not willing to expose her to reproach. And finally, when he was on the point of executing this thought, the angel spoke to him in a dream, explaining to him the mystery of the incarnation, the miraculous nature of our Lord's incarnation. But he could have been told that at the beginning and been spared that sorrow, that trial. So again, God allows us to suffer. And let us remember these words of our Lord. If thou wilt be my disciple, deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. We all have a cross. Let us embrace it. Let us carry it with patient resignation. Let us not lose the merit of it. Some there are who, when they have something to suffer, they have to tell everybody. They want everybody to sympathize with them. Well, you lose the merit, the value. If we carry our cross in silence, in patience, think of the merit we are storing up in heaven. So think about that when you think about this mystery, that Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He gave his parents a lesson that he was about his Father's business, that we must put the things of God first. But he knew how much they would suffer. And yet he allowed it anyway to show us the value of suffering, the value of carrying our cross. But because it is by carrying our cross that we show our love for our Lord and that we earn our crown in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.